Here on KBRB, as we continue on our winter sports season previews, we are here with the North Central Knights girls basketball coach, John Friese. And coach, some of you or some of the listeners may know about you, but some may not. But you're really not new to North Central Knights, but you are as a head coach. Tell us a little bit about you and maybe where you came from and how you got to where you're at here.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Cody. So this is my second year with the North Central program. Last 2 years, I've been an assistant football coach under Coach Ritchie and coached the junior high girls basketball team last year. And this year, obviously, I have stepped up and taken the reins of the high school program. I'm a 1990 graduate of Elkhorn High School. Very fortunate to play for three coaches that all won numerous state championships. Coach Wortman, if you're a football fan, Coach Wortman has over 350 wins, five state championships, retired last year. We were very fortunate. We lost three football games in 3 years of high school. Coach Frerichs, a legend in the baseball world, has numerous state championships. And then I got to play for Coach Ritzdorf, who had a couple of championships at Arlington before he came to Elkhorn and guided us to the state tournament a couple times. So very fortunate to be a part of an outstanding program, but more importantly, learn from three very good coaches as an athlete.
Well, that's what I want to let people know. I mean, you're able to learn from a lot of great coaches that are highly respected in the state of Nebraska, and now you replace one of the top coach, finds himself now in the big boy ranks in the Class A. You know, expectations probably pretty high for some of those folks over there in the North Central country.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach McCleary has been a great resource for me. Obviously, you can never prepare for taking over a program for the first time, but Coach McCleary has gone out of his way to kind of help the rookie get through some of the things, especially early with some of the details and things like that. The expectations are going to be high. He has done a very good job of building this program, and now it's up to me to be a good steward of the program and continue that. The expectations will not change. Some of the things, tactics and things like that will change, but the expectations will not change. North Central basketball needs to continue to be a very good program.
Well, you lose one of your top guards as well as a post player. And now you try to, don't really want to say rebuild because you do have players that played last year, but a couple of big voids to fill for this year's team.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, with losing Jenna and Brielle, we're losing about half of our scoring almost per game, depending on the evening. But with that comes great opportunity. So we've got eight girls that are letter winners from last year, and that gives an opportunity for our seniors. If we go through those, Brooklyn Buell started the majority of the games last year. Allie Cosgrove, Allie Steven was in and out of the starting lineup, contributed minutes, and McKenna Witzke, who was getting some really good time until a little knee injury sidetracked her. And then we throw in Addison Anderson, Morgan Lewis as juniors that will continue to just step up and improve and help lead our team.
Well, and it's one of those teams that we've seen in the past. I expect to see it again. The intensity level is there all four quarters. If you're not able to go 100%, somebody on the bench is ready to go for you.
That is correct. That absolutely will not change. North Central has been known for really good defense, particularly man-to-man. Obviously, we will go multiple, and we'll show some different looks and things like that. But, yes, I'm expecting those six right there. We have a newcomer, Olivia Strand, is back as a junior. Lainey Pospisil, as a junior, will be in there. And then as a sophomore, Bridget Lewis got some playing time last year, and she will be stepping up as well. So we're pretty solid with those first eight, and we'll find a couple more there to round out that 10, because at the pace that we want to play, we will get multiple girls in the game.
And, of course, you're going to be tested early. Of course, you play some of the teams out of Niobrara Valley Conference before you get to Niobrara Valley Conference Tournament. The O'Neill Holiday Tournament is going to be, you have a couple good teams. Looks like a Minden in there as well as St. Paul and O'Neill in there. So you're going to get some pretty good tests. And, you know, Coach, we basically, and I'm sure you do too, you kind of break it down to three seasons. You have your season before Christmas, and you have Christmas to districts, and then it is the final part of the season, districts and hopefully birth and state tournament.
That's absolutely right. So obviously with a new staff, and I also want to mention Coach Brittany Lindsay is our assistant, and I'm very fortunate to have her. She comes over from Windside, and she has been busy over there. She's done junior high basketball, junior high volleyball, and then varsity volleyball and varsity basketball. So I've got a great assistant. She's got 7 years of experience, and she will help out as well. But you're absolutely right. The season is really broken down that way. We won't know exactly who's going to gel those first five or six games before we get to the holiday tournament. We'll get some different girls in the lineup and see how they work together. At the end of the day, it's not about finding the five best basketball players to put on the floor. It's to find the five girls that are the most cohesive that can be there, and then make sure that we've still got somebody that comes off the bench that gives a spark. So we may have multiple starters, but you may be coming off the bench tonight just because we need a spark. So the starters are not really necessarily what I'm concerned about. I'm really worried about finding those girls that are going to be there the last 4 minutes of the game. It's not who starts. It's always going to be who's going to finish those tight games.
Well, the best part about it for you, Coach, is you start off with three home games, Boyd County, Burwell, and Chambers Wheeler Central, before you have to hit the road.
Yes, I did get very lucky, right, because last year those were all three on the road, so that is very nice. Last night we had our boys and girls open practice, had a very good turnout last night. We're going to have some blackout shirts for that the crowd is going to wear, auctioned off some jerseys last night to help the program. So really, really fortunate to have those first three games at home. It always makes it a little bit easier not to have to travel.
Coach John Friese, first-year head coach for the North Central Lady Knights, we wish you the best luck. We'll be covering you throughout the year.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Cody and KBRB, for all the coverage that you give us.